When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and welcome to the Short Stuff. I'm Josh. There's Chuck. Jerry's over there. This is Short Stuff. Giddy up.
Now I've had the time of our life.
That's pretty good.
I can't even sing that without thinking of the great Simpsons joke.
Yep, same here.
The halftime of our life.
Yep. That was so great. With Dolly Parton as Snoopy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So we're talking about Dirty Dancing, and specifically Mountain Lake outside of Blacksburg, Virginia, mm-hmm. where that was the location of Kellerman's Lodge. Mountain Lake Lodge doubled as Kellerman's for the 87 classic film Dirty Dancing.
It did. And that lake actually was a character in the film because they practiced in a little bit of foreshadowing. Johnny Castle and Baby practice their dance move where he lifts her up over his head, which is basically the thing that brings the whole house down in the movie. It's like the climax of the movie is this dance move, and they practice it in the lake.
That's right. Quick shout out. Jennifer Grey is still around and great. She was in that TV show that I binged, Red Oaks, that is so fantastic.
Oh, really?
That our buddy John Hodgman is in. She plays the mom, and she's wonderful.
That's great. I got to check that show out.
Patrick Swayze has left us, RIP.
Yeah, he was wonderful, man. Hell of a dancer, great fighter, pretty good actor, great singer. She's like the wind.
Okay.
I thought it was a good song. I get chills every time I hear it still.
Well, I say, I know this is short stuff, but I'll rank it as dancer, fighter, actor, singer, in order of his best, you know, his talents.
I won't dispute that order, but it's just a spectrum of greatness. Okay?
Loved him, man. He's great.
So, that's what I say. So, the actual name of that lake, like you said, is Mountain Lake. And the actual name of the resort that was supposedly Kellerman's Resort, which I think it was supposed to be in, like, the Poconos, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not Virginia? But there's the resort is actually, in reality, called Mountain Lake Lodge. And the people who own Mountain Lake Lodge and the people who are investors in Mountain Lake Lodge, they're not very happy about things these days. Because Mountain Lake keeps draining, and it keeps draining. And what was once a lodge and a resort that was based on fun and the sun on this lake in Virginia is now turning to things like archery and horseback rides and telling guests exactly why the lake is about at 35% of its normal capacity.
Yeah, if you just Google Dirty Dancing Lake today or gazebo or boardwalk, and you will see that that gazebo and dock boardwalk or then in the middle of a field.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Yeah, it's very weird, and we're going to tell you why right now. Mountain Lake is one of only two natural lakes in Virginia. Georgia has zero. They have two.
Yeah.
In the southern Appalachian Mountains, and over the years, and we're talking every few hundred years, this lake empties and fills back up again naturally.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird. And over the course of the 6,000 years that this lake has been around, which I just find that so fascinating, don't you, that a lake has only been around for 6,000 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. But anyway, the 6,000 years it's been around, it's actually emptied three different times, Chuck, like completely emptied.
Yeah, so there's two guys that figure heavily in sort of why this mountain lake is like it is. There's this one guy, what's his name, Chester Watts?
Chester Skip Watts.
Right.
Because Skip is derivative of Chester, obviously.
So he's a geologist, and he knows a lot about it. And there's this other guy, John Cawley, C-A-W-L-E-Y, that wrote his doctoral thesis on Mountain Lake in 1999. Mm-hmm. And they have explained that Mountain Lake has holes. that has little holes on the bottom, a lot of them, that mm-hmm. continually drain this water out. And they've done dye tests. I think Watts did the dye test and found that this water's coming out about a mile from here. Mm-hmm. And it's been doing this for 6,000 years.
Yeah. They literally got to the bottom of it. So that's it. I mean, that's the mystery, holes. But the thing is the people over at Mountain Lake Lodge want to know, why is it getting worse? Like, why would this, if these holes have been here for all 6,000 years, first of all, why didn't we start to notice this until like 2002? Mm-hmm. And secondly, like, why isn't it filling back up? Why does it just keep going down and down and down? And so how I think, was it Cowley who explained it as a water budget?
Yeah. He said, if you think of it like a bank account, you got money coming in, you got money coming out. You want more money coming in, so that bank account gets bigger. And it's the same with this lake. You have inflow and outflow. Mm-hmm. And at various times throughout the history of this lake, there's been more outflow than inflow.
Right. And so there was a drought that actually started in the 90s that led to this lower inflow, and which meant that there was more outflow, which explains it partially. But it doesn't fully explain it. And we'll get really like reveal what's going on with this mystery after these messages.
Ooh. Just like the number of stars in the sky, there is so much
stuff you should know. All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Okay, Chuck, so there was a drought.
Sure.
Which means that there's more water going out than is coming in. Mm-hmm. That's great because the drought ended. But the people at Mountain Lake Lodge said, well, the drought ended, everybody, and this lake is still not filling up. What is the deal? They actually were so upset about this. They paid Jerry Seinfeld to come get on the phone and ask what the deal was about it.
That was a lot of money, too. Mm-hmm. But it got everyone's attention. Mm-hmm. So he said there's a few reasons. He said it's not just one thing. You can't say it's even these two things. It's sort of multifaceted.
He's three.
It's only three. So you've got the drought, which did not help. You've got when Mountain Lake Lodge was built a conference center above the lake, and to comply with building this thing, they had to construct stormwater management basins. And they said, you know what will probably happen is, I don't know if they said that, but what they assumed, I guess, would happen was that water would still get to the lake as groundwater.
Right.
But they found out that wasn't happening. It was going to a creek.
Yeah, is that what you say? You call it a crick?
No, it's a creek.
Boy, you just threw me off. Some people say crick, though, right?
Sure. I think, you know, country folk.
Who say wash.
Mm-hmm. You wash your clothes in the crick.
Exactly. So that was kind of a big surprise that water wasn't going where they thought it would. Because I guess these things are fairly close to the lake, and since it's above it, they just assumed it'd trickle down. So that's a big problem, right? And so the geologists are saying, well, I guess one thing you could do is plug the holes if you want, and then hopefully the rainfall will kind of raise the levels. But you want to plug these holes one at a time, and Mountain Lake Lodge said, too late, and they plugged them all at once. And
yeah,
scared the bejesus out of the geologists.
Well, and the reason they did this was because they knew that one of the other facets of why it was draining was the sediment cycle. And It's just like if something gets stuck in your sink drain, it's going to drain slower. And at various times throughout the history of this lake, there might be things either stuck in or not stuck in. So it just happened that after Dirty Dancing, there was not much stuck, and so it was draining out a lot quicker than it normally might have.
Yeah. Jennifer Grey was like, thank God Patrick Swayze wasn't alive to see this shameful thing.
So how did they plug these holes?
Well, at first, apparently they were aware. I don't know if they lost memory of it or thought it was an anomaly or thought it would just go away, but in the first half of the 20th century at some point, the Mountain Lake Lodge used mattresses to stuff into the holes.
How big are these? I tried to find it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how big they are, but from what I understand, there's more there than they thought.
Yeah.
So one few mattresses isn't going to help. But also, like, what poor bellhop did they send down there to drag a mattress down to the bottom of a lake and try to stuff it in a hole?
Okay,
sure. Because you know that's who did it.
Of course.
So
I'll
that
get
was
right
their,
on it.
That was their first attempt. And the second attempt was much more technologically advanced. They stuffed dirt and clay into it.
Yeah, dirt, clay. Is that what the bentonite is?
Yeah, it's like expanding clay.
Yeah, that makes sense. They should have got some of that foam stuff that you spray in mouse holes.
They basically just sped up the, great stuff.
Yeah.
They basically just sped up the sediment cycle. But they overdid it because this lake said, nature will find a way, and just started popping new holes.
Yeah, it's crazy. This reminds me of the Exploding Lakes episode way back when. But, the water level never got to full pond or for a full pool is what you can call it.
Yeah, I like that more.
Full pool.
Yeah.
And there is water there. There's more than there was in 2008. Like if you look at pictures from 2008, that's when it was literally a field. There is a little bit of water, but you can't canoe or anything. You can't swim. It's kind of sad, to be honest, to look at it. But there's something to be said for archery and horseback riding.
Sure, yeah. Especially archery on horseback.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You can level up if you do that stuff.
Yeah, they comp your room for the night.
But Watt said that, you know what, they could redirect water from another local watershed, just gravity feed it down in there. He said that would probably do it, but you got to be really careful because, like we've seen, like the domino effect when you start messing with nature like that. But he said that would probably work if they want to explore that.
I don't know if they are or not.
I doubt
it. But we'll see. I don't know. The Mountain Lake Lodge board clearly does not bow before nature.
No, it does not.
No. Well, that's it. I guess we'll have to revisit this in a few years to see what happens to Mountain Lake. Hopefully it'll come back, not just for Mountain Lake Lodge, but for the culture as a whole, the culture that loves Dirty Dancing.
That's right.
That means, everybody, that Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.